Welcome to this guided meditation, and I invite you to enter by relaxing and letting go of anything that you hold. We'll begin by breathing, and if you would, just sit up tall so there's a lot of space around your abdominal cavity, and we will breathe there. This is a prayer of the imagination, and I invite you to enter it however you need to, that God can meet you and go where you need to go with your imagination. There's one rule I state it every time because it's so important, and that is that we set self-judgment aside here. You may feel feelings of criticism against yourself, but those are yours and not Christ's. So embrace feelings as they come. They are there to teach you, but Christ meets you in full and complete love for you. So as you center yourself, we'll begin breathing. Breathe in for five. And out for five. While emptying your lungs completely. In for five. And hold it. And out for five. Hold it. You breathe in the Holy Spirit for five. And then you breathe out everything that holds you or that you hold. Any fears, any concerns, breathing out completely. Allow your breath to draw you back throughout the prayer to center you, returning to the breath. So picture yourself today walking on a long path. You cannot see the destination, but you know that you are on the right path. And you're determined to reach the destination. You have a heavy backpack that weighs you down. Feel the weight of the backpack on your shoulders, the burden on your legs and on your core. With each step, you're lugging this heavy backpack. Feel the tension in your shoulders. Even with the waist belt buckled, your shoulders tire from the burden. You wonder if you'll make it. You hear spry footsteps coming up from behind, and Jesus joins you at such a clip it seems like he's got wings on his feet. He recognizes you and slows down to walk beside you, and he seems concerned. He says, "Wow, that thing is huge. How heavy is your pack?" What do you say? Still concerned, he asks, "What are you carrying today that weighs you down?" Mm-hmm. And where are you going? Yes, lovingly. Are you sure you need all this in the backpack? Is there something that you have to carry, or is there another way? What do you answer? Why are you carrying this load? What does Jesus' presence and concern and his perspective allow you to do with the heavy backpack that you had not considered before? What new does Jesus bring to the equation? What are you willing to take out of the backpack or to do with the backpack that you had not considered before? Once relieved of the backpack burden, or at least part of it, you seem lighter, but you wonder why your legs still feel so heavy. You look down and you see something you had never noticed before. Your feet are still shackled together, still shackled with a ball and chain. No wonder Jesus seemed so light and spry. What enchains you? What imprisons you? What shackles you around your feet, keeping you bound? Jesus smiles. It must be hard to walk, bound up by that chain. Can I help? What do you need from me? You know, I come to set people free. Do you want to be free? How do you respond? He asked you, what part of freedom scares you most? The best part about Jesus is that he loves us just as we are. As you continue down the road, do you walk a sprightly walk with Jesus, or have you decided to continue to be bound for a while? What blessing does Jesus give you? Do the two of you proceed together, or do you send him on his way to meet again? Jesus says, it's surprising, but the greatest freedom is to be yoked with me, because you will be yoked with something. How do you respond? Let us pray. Loving Jesus, thank you for coming alongside us and helping us to notice the heaviness of our pack each day. And surprising things like shackles around our feet that we didn't even know were there. Thank you for your gracious, accepting love to let us carry the full load if we refuse to lay it down. To refuse to receive your assistance, your invitation to be freed, if that's what we choose. Precious Jesus, keep meeting us on the road. Help us to see ourselves. Help us to see you. And to respond. In Jesus' name, amen.